With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's Olympic swimmer Brett Fraser is back for Olympic glory. The 30-year-old 2011 Pan American Games gold medalist has his sights set on the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo, Japan this July.
Goals going forward are to continue to get my body in the best shape that I can, continue to race, continue to just be 100% healthy, practice every single day, and get stronger. These sprint events require a lot of speed and power, so the line training that I'm doing, the strength training that I'm doing, all go into and are directly related to how I perform in the pool. So just staying focused and looking forward to the big show in July again is great.
At the International Challenge meet in Geneva last January 17th through the 19th, Fraser qualified as a B standard Olympic time as he swam two season bests in 48.90 seconds in the 100-meter freestyle and 22.54 seconds in the 50-meter free. The governing body for the sport of ultimate frisbee in the Cayman Islands held its 2020 AGM, the annual general meeting, and laid out its plans for the year. Cayman Islands Ultimate addressed its members after a game day on Thursday, February 6th at the Annex in Georgetown. The 2020-2021 executive board was ratified with the following names and positions: Michael Kader, president; Adam McSherry-Downey, vice president; Jared Awi, secretary; Joshua Brown, treasurer; Matthew Yates, public relations; Flip Duplessis, executive member; and Alan Evans, executive member. Mr. Awi and Mr. Evans are newcomers to the CIU board, with the others having served in leadership positions since 2018. The plans for the 2020 campaign include a six-week league, local hat competitions, and incorporating more beach game days. CIU is a registered non-profit association with the Cayman Islands government, having received its official non-profit organization status in July of 2018. CIU stages casual co-ed pickup games on Tuesdays and Thursdays at the Annex from roughly 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. All fitness and ability levels are welcomed. For more information, visit the CIU Facebook page or you can check them out on Cayman Active. It's week two of the inaugural Cayman Islands FIFA E-League. The six-week competition will see eight players play in non-stop competitive gaming action. Lance Jefferson is the co-founder of the Cayman Islands Esports Association.
Last week, it was the start of the first round. First round was nail-biting, but it was definitely very exciting. This week coming up, we're going to be finishing off the first round of the other competitors that didn't get a chance to play. So it's definitely been a fun and exciting time for our competitors. They've expressed how much they appreciate what we've been doing, and you know they're excited to see where we're going in the future. Right now, there's eight competitors. It's still very early, but definitely one of the competitors to definitely keep your eye on is Kenton Tibbetts. He's definitely one of my favorites to watch.
The E-League gaming action takes place at the Bodentown Civic Center from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Almost 100 children participated in the Cayman Islands Inline Hockey Federation's 9th annual street hockey tournament at the King Sports Center. The 98 young players were divided into four categories, 8 and under, 10 and under, 12 and under, and 16 and under, to compete in mixed four-a-side teams. Seasoned hockey players teamed up with newcomers in fast-paced, high-scoring games using balls instead of pucks. The competition, which raised funds for Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Cayman Islands, aimed to increase awareness of the growing sport in Cayman. Approximately $3,800 was raised at the tournament for the charity. According to organizers, it was one of the Hockey Federation's most successful tournaments to date. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's local sports on this Saturday evening. I'm Dion Anglin.